what's your reaction to Mr. Trump and what he has said about the Khan family?
Frankly, I was appalled by what he had to say and the way he said it. I think the decent and the honorable thing for him to have done was to have, number one, said nothing, but number two, to say something would be to place a call to the Khan family and say, I have nothing but respect for what your son has given to this country. I don't intend to indict all Muslims and associate them with being terrorists. I'm trying to make a point about we need to protect our country and we need more inspections coming in. Something much softer than what he has said. But for him to, number one, criticize Mr. Khan by suggesting that Hillary Clinton may have written his speech, and then, number two, to go after Mrs. Khan and indicate her silence must be telling us something, maybe she can't talk, maybe this is Sharia law, I thought that was beneath anyone to
have
do that.
Have you seen this before, a politician attack the family of a fallen American soldier before like this?
No, I've never seen it before. I mean, it's said that, you know, politics is a contact sport. But even in sports, there are definite rules. There are rules that you don't embarrass the handicapped. There are rules that you don't attack prisoners of war. There are rules that you don't ever, ever criticize a Gold Star mother. And I would have thought he would have known that. But apparently his first instinct is always to strike out, to diminish and demean. And that's something that's certainly not becoming of him or any candidate.
Okay, let me ask you about Ukraine as well. Over the weekend, Donald Trump said Russia is not in Ukraine. He since sort of rode back on it, but it sounded like he didn't really know what he was talking about when he spoke about Crimea. What do you make of his comments there?
I make of it that he's not well informed on foreign policy. I make of it that he's not well informed when it comes to saying that NATO ought to be revised or that we won't come to the aid of any NATO member who is that is attacked unless they paid their dues. I think that that goes to unraveling one of the greatest institutions that we have. Just to merely hint and suggest that, I think, is very damaging to a potential commander-in-chief.
Okay, so I have to ask you, will you vote for him in November?
I've tried to withhold making public statements about that, but I have found very little, if anything, that I could find supporting him as a commander-in-chief, given what he said about John McCain, given what he said about the Khan family, given what he said about NATO, and given what he said about President Putin being a strong leader. That's not the leader I want to see for this country.
So that means you won't vote for him in November?
It's very unlikely that I'll be voting for Donald Trump. I'm still a Republican. I'm still supporting many Republicans. I find it very difficult to have him at the top of the table.
What about Mr. Khan's comment that the call of our time means that you have to speak up? Does that mean that you and fellow Republicans who do not support Mr. Trump on national security issues should come out and support Hillary Clinton?
It means that we need to speak out against what we see taking place. I've tried to make it very, very clear for many times now on your show that I don't agree with Donald Trump's world affairs vision. I don't agree with him on his domestic policy. I disagree with him trying to delegitimize President Obama as being a non-American of the birther movement. So I find very little redeeming features in someone who's now the nominee of the party, which I have supported my entire life. Makes it very difficult, if not impossible.
Former Secretary Bill Clinton, thanks very much for coming in.
Pleasure.